prioritizing investments in active mobility or public transport? And does that actually happen anywhere? Do people use gender as a criterion to prioritize investing in a cycle lane which is well lit, or a late-night bus lane and things like this? Bus route, sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. These are really great questions. First, on the first questions on evidence to local authorities on investing to relieve other pressures, we definitely have a large body of work on reallocating road space, for example. So, we really do want to focus on measures that can optimize your existing investments, as opposed to constantly, you know, widening roads to be able to accommodate cycling, when you can reallocate road space that's already there, you're already funding, to make sure that people are moving more efficiently. I can definitely refer you to some reports that we've published. Streets That Fit is a popular one. I think maybe you might have seen it from a couple of years ago. But again, I could also reiterate this work on improving cycling and walking in cities. That really discussed sort of the importance of not having this car-centric, I guess, perspective on all of our development, and how years and years of that has resulted in othering all other users of the road other than drivers, right? So I think this is a really important way to maybe reach out to public authorities on this, especially showing that you can get the best out of the infrastructure you're already paying for. But of course, we know in a lot of contexts, there's a lot of backlash to the concept of reallocating space, and this is going to be a challenge, I think, for policymakers, especially with governments that are not very keen to consider this balance. So yeah, I'll leave that one there. On the question of gender as a criteria for prioritizing investments, I think I can think of some examples in a couple of places. I think Indonesia, for example, has some good examples on how they address safety directly in their BRT system. So they have women-only cars because they have issues of gender-based violence in those spaces. So they invest in specifically allowing space for women to feel safer. But of course, this comes with its own set of challenges.